It's not easy being a prophet. It's not a job that you advertise in a newspaper and come forward, but as we hear from the great texts of the readings today, it's the true prophet is divinely appointed and then must go out. And then that prophet must put aside the obstacles that are present when he has to proclaim the truth or she has to proclaim the truth. And one of them, obviously, is familiarity, coming from the same community. And we've all experienced that. We know that. Oh, we go to high school with a fellow individual who suddenly rises to a tremendous amount of power. Corporate president, business mogul. And he comes back to his high school, and he's still stinky, the little kid who was in second grade. You know, we do that. Even in our own sense, we have obstacles in our own life. We are surrounded by the beauty of a community in which we live, and we take it for granted in terms of routine until a visitor comes from the outside and says, "Wow, fortunate you are to live in a community like this with the cultural access that you have, with the artistic ability." All of a sudden, there's a new sense that kind of fills us because there's new eyes. Even in our own faith, we take our faith oftentimes for granted. Here we are, church on Sunday, and we say our rosary and our prayers, and we listen to the Pope. But then, all of a sudden, we experience someone who is coming new to the faith, someone who has decided that they're going to be baptized or going to be admitted to the Catholic Church. And they're excited. They say, "Do you know what you have in the sacraments? Do you know what you have when you come forward? You know, that's really Jesus that you're receiving. Do you know that? Do you know that?" And all of a sudden, in the routine we have, we're kind of smiling and we're filled with pride. It's the new eyes that are given to us. In the sense of the prophet, though, the prophet is the one who is divinely inspired by God to take a look and lead people to the truth, and oftentimes come and proclaim that to a community which has decided in terms of their behavior to veer from the truth. The prophet is the one who is singing on key and everyone else is not. And we don't like prophets. Because what does a prophet do? Reform your lives. Change and amend your behavior. Change and amend your behavior. Why? Because the prophet knows that there are consequences to living apart from God, living apart from what God has challenged us to do and to be. Oftentimes, that's what's the confusing part about prophecy. If you say to the secular community, a prophet, they think it's someone foretelling the future. But it's not. It's someone who sees what's happening immediately now and says, be different, change, amend, come back to God. Because if you don't, there are consequences. And oftentimes, it's translated as the wrath of God will be upon us. And when it does happen, oh my gosh, he was foretelling the future. No, he wasn't. He was talking to us what's happening exactly now. So listening to the voice of the prophet is important. And what do communities do to those good prophets oftentimes? We'll take a look at Jeremiah. He suffered and he suffered and he suffered. The community rejected him. He was tossed into a cistern, smelly cistern, constantly rejected. But there was the drive in him because he was appointed and designated by God to preach that truth. Now, Jesus comes and he's the town boy. It's hard for them to hear the message from him. How can we listen to him? This is the next door neighbor. We've got furnishings in our house that were built by him or his dad. Now all of a sudden he's preaching to us. He's telling us we have to be different. He's telling us that literally the prophet Isaiah's words are fulfilled right now in their hearing in him. Why doesn't he do some miracles to show us? Why doesn't he proclaim those miracles and kind of show us? Then we may believe. Well, cheap parlor tricks are always expected. That's not what designates faith. That's not what designates a commitment to people. And he says immediately, look, Elijah and Elisha were sent literally. The great prophet himself, Elijah, did not perform the miracles to all the widows in your community. He went outside to do that. Why? Because there was an acceptance. There was a disposability to that. Disposability to the message, which is important in order for the miracles to be seen in their proper context. And what is the disposability? What are we as a community to do? That we find in the letter of Corinthians. And I'm sure everyone here says, that's the reading I hear 80% of the time when I go to a wedding. And what it is it is a recognition of the source. And the source and the power is the love of God. And if we truly are open to the love of God, we will hear the true prophet's voice. We will be responsive. When we suddenly are open and place ourselves in the love of God, we will see the miracles that surround us in our everyday life. And we will understand that it is literally God's hand in our life touching us. And we will open ourselves to evaluate our own behavior and to reform it according to the love of God. When Benedict XVI was made Pope, everyone thought what he would do is he would lay down the law. He'd be the authoritarian. And what did he do? His first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, God is love. And even now, his latest aspect, Veritas in Caritate, truth in charity, truth in and through charity, that we are never in any of our actions ever separated from the love of God. And even when we come to make a proclamation that we should reform, it is because we love this community that God so much loves. We have to ask ourselves the question in order to hear the truth of the prophetic voice. We must look at our own lives and make sure we are disposed to God's love so that the force of the truth comes within our hearts and we are able to respond appropriately as a community to the will of God. God love you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.